Okay, we're going to talk Super Netball now, and joining us from the Giants, plays for the Diamonds as well, the national side, whether she's GS or GA, Sophie Dwyer is joining us. Sophie, a very good morning to you. How are you?
I'm good. Thank you for having me.
Great to have you on the show. So an 84-65 loss to the West Coast Fever to start the season for Giants Netball. I guess a bit of a reality check. What did you all take out of it?
Yeah, I think it definitely was a bit of a shock to us. We hadn't been performing like that all pre-season. And, you know, we did play them a few weeks prior and had a win. So, yeah, I guess it was a bit of a wake-up call for us that, you know, we really need to put out our best game every game. So, yeah, we've had a really great chat about the game. We reviewed it. We've had a few trainings already this week. But, yeah, we've definitely lifted the intensity for this week.
Sophie, welcome. Fair to say that the number of turnovers was something that your side struggled with against the Fever?
Yeah, definitely. And I think, you know, we had those turnovers and then we didn't win any ball back either. And I think, you know, when they have the likes of Janelle Fowler in the goal circle, who's probably the best shooter in the world, it's really hard to win ball off them. So if we have high turnover count and not winning any ball back, I think that's just how the score pretty much blew out to what it did.
Sophie, big matchup against the Firebirds coming up this week. How do those sort of two teams sort of match up in previous history?
Yeah, I think, you know, we've always had pretty close games with them. Last year, they probably were on top of us a bit more, but then historically, it probably was more us on top of them. So I think it will be a really tight matchup. They probably play pretty similar to the Fever in that they have, you know, a pretty quick midcourt and a tall shooter at the back. So I think, you know, it was really good prep for us probably reviewing the Fever game, knowing that we can put out a much better performance to get a pretty similar team this week.
And personally, I believe it's your 50th Super Netball match this weekend. Congratulations. And I'm sure that, you know, I guess family and friends will be in attendance. And how do you feel, you know, your career is progressing at this point as you reach 50 games?
Yeah, I did find out it was my 50th a couple of days ago. And I think it kind of came around pretty quickly. You know, this is my fourth year in the competition, so I probably should have known that it was coming around sooner. But, yeah, no, it was a little bit of a surprise. But I think, you know, I've had a pretty quick career progression, I guess, being thrown in at the age of 18 into I guess a starting position due to injury. And I think it's, yeah, been really cool just to reflect on my career to date. And yeah, know that I have so much more to give. So it's really exciting.
And as a player at the top level, how's the league going from a health point of view and the sport generally for all those young aspiring professional netballers out there?
Yeah, I think it's really exciting at the moment. You know, we have so much international talent coming in as well. So the league really is the best in the world. And I think if we can be inspirations to all the young girls to keep progressing, not only in netball, but in women's sport, I think is really something that's really special for us. And, you know, we want to be those role models of being, you know, really strong, tough competitors out there and show, you know, young girls what they can hopefully aspire to be.
Sophie, there were some pretty turbulent times for the competition last year when Collingwood decided to withdraw their netball franchise from the Super Netball competition. They've been replaced by the Melbourne Mavericks this year. What's sort of the impact of having a new franchise on the overall league been so far?
Yeah, I think, you know, it was really tough last year, not only with Collingwood pulling out, but obviously all the pay disputes that was happening. And I think, you know, we really banded together as a playing group. And I think you've never seen probably a whole league be so united on fighting for something. And I think, you know, it did start with Collingwood, and whilst we were super disappointed that their franchise fell apart, you know, the Mavericks came on really quickly, and I think it's really exciting to see the talent and I guess on their roster. And I know that they're just super keen to really embrace being a new club, and you know, it's really exciting to see how they're going so far. But yeah, obviously wasn't ideal times for us, but I think we've really moved on for us from it. And I think it was definitely a time in history that we can look back on and know that, you know, we fought for what we thought was right, and it's really exciting to help progress netball in the right direction.
And just on the league generally, Sophie, I see on the back page of the Sydney Morning Herald today, there's a story about potentially bringing New Zealand teams back in, and that it being a trans-Tasman comp like it was for a lot of years. So how would you, and do you think everyone would feel about that, about playing New Zealand teams again if that was to happen?
Yeah, I think I wouldn't be opposed to it. I'd be up for it. I think, you know, I was a fan of netball back in the day when, you know, New Zealand was part of the ANZ Championship, which is what it used to be called. And, you know, I loved watching the New Zealand teams play Australia. But yeah, I mean, it's well above my pay grade whether it's going to happen or not. But yeah, I wouldn't be opposed to it. I think it's exciting to try and bring more international talent into the league. It's only going to make it even better to watch and play in.
Sophie, take us into the inner sanctum at GWS. I'm friends with Melissa Juergens, who's the dietitian out there. I think she works across the AFL
and netball.
So is the club, I mean, of course, there's different codes, but do you cross-pollinate? Do you spend much time with the other athletes, the coaching staff, cross ideas as well?
Yeah, so at Giants HQ in Sydney Olympic Park, our gym facilities are all shared. So the AFL men's, AFLW and netball, we do cross paths a bit. Obviously, our training schedules are independent of each other, but, you know, we will be in and around the building together. We'll always have a chat, see how each other are going. You know, we're always going to be their biggest supporters and know that those club, those teams will be our biggest supporters as well. So, yeah, we definitely do go out to as many games as we can. We see them in the crowd too, so... And it's really special, I guess, in building that family culture. But, yeah, no, we definitely do see each other around a bit.
And does Mel allow you to have a sneaky cocktail on the weekends after games?
Not in the season. Keep that for after you win a premiership. That's the goal, isn't it? Then you can go crazy.
Sophie, what's unique about playing with Joe Hart and their both shooters, of course? What separates her from other shooters, I guess?
Yeah, I think, you know, it's really special, the partnership that we have. There's quite an age difference in us, and, like, I grew up watching Jo, so it is pretty surreal that I always have to kind of think about how special it is I do get to play with her. She's definitely one of the smartest players, if not the smartest player in the league. She just brings so much confidence and belief, I think, to the team, you know, whether she's on the court or if she's off and just being the leader that she naturally is. I think, you know, everyone lifts when you're playing with her and you want to play well for her, and I think that's something that not many players can really bring out of each and every person on a team. So yeah, it's definitely really special to play with her. As I said earlier, kind of got thrown into a starting spot when I was 18 and a rookie, and no one probably thought I was even going to play many minutes that year, and ended up playing full minutes every game. So she definitely, I guess, helped my career progression and I guess that comfortability in a starting lineup at such a young age. And then yeah, I think the partnership we have is super special now, and it definitely is growing each and every year. And I'll play with her as long as she wants to keep staying around. So, yeah, it's really cool.
Sophie, this might be a bit of a left-field question, but we've seen netball's popularity obviously soaring in the last sort of 10 to 15 years. It's recognised as a Commonwealth Games sport, but it's still not recognised by the IOC or the Olympic movement. Do you think it's time that maybe we push netball into that Olympic arena now and have it as a potential sport for athletes to compete in?
Yeah, I think, you know, there's been a lot of talk about, you know, when it comes to Australia, the Olympic Games next, you know, in Brisbane, that they do want it to be a sport in the Olympics. And I think, you know, we are such a growing sport, and I think hopefully we will be recognised soon. You know, it definitely is obviously more of a Commonwealth Games sport, so I do understand why it hasn't been previously, but I think it's growing around the world, and that probably is our next step, whether it's going to be, you know, normal, I guess, seven-a-side netball, or there's even talk of it being fast five, or is it going to be, you know, mixed with men as well? And I think whatever it, progression or form, I guess, it takes, I think it'll be really exciting to at some capacity for it to be in the Olympic Games, definitely, yes.
And Sophie, tell us about life off the court. Are you studying, working, or just a lot of netballing, I'm sure, at the moment, considering the season's just started?
Yeah, a lot of netball at the moment, but I am doing... uni on the side. I'm only doing one subject at the moment, so it's going to be very, very slow progression, but that's okay. It'll get done eventually. But yeah, I'm studying exercise therapy at UTS, so yeah, pretty exciting, and hopefully maybe master in physio will be the end goal.
Great stuff. Well, hope it goes well this week against the Firebirds, and you get your first win of the season, and have a great season, and enjoy your 50th as well in particular.
Thank you.
I really appreciate your time, Sophie. Thank you.
No problem. Thanks, guys.